What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they didn't see a stranger in the dark. They saw their son. But it wasn't their son. So what was moving through their home and why did it look so much like him?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Well, thank you very much for listening. We love to hear your real ghost stories and share them and talk about them. So if you've got one and you would like to leave us a voicemail, that's easy enough. Just call 855-853-4802. If you would prefer to write it down, just go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And being a premium subscriber with that, you get no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes, and Harper is here today.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
I'm pretty good, I think. I think okay. You know, how's school going?
It's been going pretty good. I mean, we're about to get hit with that giant snowstorm, so I'm hoping for a 3, maybe 4 day weekend. Knock on wood. Knock on wood.
Seriously, there's going to be some schools that could be out for a week.
Yeah.
Just depending on how this hits. Because I was supposed to, I do this little thing. I was telling Harper about it earlier, and it's really sweet. I've done it for years, but I host this competition between fifth graders from different schools. They have to all read the same set of books, and I ask them questions. And it's really cute. It's a battle of the books. And so I've done it for years now. And it's supposed to be on Monday, and they've already messaged me. It's like, anyway, you could push that back a few days. Because obviously they're already thinking that they won't be having school on Monday.
I mean, yeah, I don't know who would be at this point. I mean, half the country, I mean, their forecast is snow, snow, snow.
I know.
So
I've got my snow shovel ready by the back door because I don't know about you guys, but I have to shovel a place for my dog to go to the bathroom because he's little and he can't just, you know, once it gets up to his tummy, how does he pee? And so I have to shovel a place and I got the feeling because it's supposed to snow here for about 30 hours nonstop.
Oh, gosh.
And probably where I'm going to guess where you're at, too. Yeah. And so that's going to be more than one round of shoveling.
Yeah, definitely more than one round of shoveling.
It will be interesting because I am a dedicated dog walker. I walk my dog twice every day unless it is pouring rain. And I got to wait till the streets are packed down enough we could even walk. So
yeah,
we'll see how this goes.
Yeah, you'll see.
We'll see. I don't know. I'm dreading it a little bit. I just don't want my power to go out. That's all. That's all I ask.
My power
or my internet. Because I'm kind of looking at this as an opportunity to get caught up on some things, maybe get some house cleaning done. So I would like power and internet. That would be awesome.
Yeah, definitely. That'd be definitely nice. Yeah. I think I'm just planning on doing some crafts, reading some books, getting caught up.
Reading books you could do with a flashlight, so you could but the crafts you kind of need power for that.
A little bit, yeah, a little bit.
Let's go to a real ghost story. And it says, I have believed in the paranormal for as long as I can remember. I had my first strange experience when I was a kid, and over the years there have been others, but this story really isn't about me. It's about my husband, who at the time did not believe in any of it. This happened years ago when our kids were still little and our lives were a lot louder and more chaotic than they are now. Back then, our evenings followed the same routine every night: homework, baths, bedtime stories, negotiations over one more drink of water. We had three more kids at home then, all still young enough to need us to tuck them into bed. My husband and I would split up each night, and we would each take one child to their room to read until they fell asleep. Once they were finally out, we'd go back to our bedroom exhausted, ready to go to sleep ourselves. Our bedroom setup matters here. At the foot of our bed was a large wooden armoire, heavy solid, angled slightly toward my side of the bed. The television sat on top. Inside the cabinet, we kept our DVD collection. This was before streaming took over everything, so we were opening up the armoire constantly. Our oldest son, who was in his early teens at the time, had a habit of, I assume he wasn't being tucked into bed at night. So he was a teenager at the time. He had a habit of coming into our room in the evenings to pick out a movie before bed. Almost every night, he'd come in, browse for a few minutes, talk with his dad about whatever he picked, then he'd go to his room. It was normal enough, neither of us ever thought twice about it. On the night this happened, everything started out exactly the same. He came in, grabbed a movie, talked with his dad for a bit about whether it was any good, and left. Later, after the younger kids were settled, my husband and I went to bed. The next morning, while we were getting ready for the day, my husband casually mentioned something strange, and he said that our son had come back into the room in the middle of the night. According to him, he woke up and saw our son standing in front of the armoire, using the flashlight on his phone to look through the DVDs. He said he didn't say anything because he didn't want to start a conversation half asleep. Instead, he pretended to be asleep and opened his eyes several times to check to see if he'd left. Every time he checked, he was still there. And eventually, my husband said he must have fallen back asleep because the next thing he remembered was waking up in the morning. At first, I didn't think much of it. I assumed our son hadn't liked the movie he picked or wanted to switch it out. It didn't seem strange enough to dwell on. And later that day, though, my husband mentioned it to him. Our son was genuinely confused. He said he never came back into our room after getting the movie. He watched it and went to sleep. My husband insisted he saw him. He described where he was standing, how he held the phone, even how the light moved as he flipped through the cases. And our son swore it wasn't him. We talked through possible explanations. Sleepwalking came up. Our son had a history of it when he was younger. But even then, it didn't quite fit. When he used to sleepwalk, he was disoriented and unfocused. Dreaming was another possibility. But my husband was adamant that he hadn't been dreaming. He remembered opening his eyes multiple times. He remembered the room clearly. He remembered waiting for our son to leave. What unsettled me wasn't the experience itself. It was how sure he was. Then I remembered something that had happened to me a few weeks earlier. One night, I was reading to our youngest and, like usual, laid down beside him afterward. I was planning to sneak out once he fell asleep, and I drifted off harder than I meant to. At some point, I heard the bedroom door open. The door stuck slightly, made a distinct noise when it was open. That noise is what woke me. I remember thinking my husband had come in to wake me up so I could go back to our bed. I was tired and I didn't want to get up right away, so I kept my eyes closed. So I cracked my eyes open briefly, just long enough to see the door was closed and the room was empty. I assumed he changed his mind and he left. A moment later, I heard the door open again. This time I felt someone walk toward the bed. I was waiting for a familiar nudge or whisper to tell me to wake up. Instead, I felt a kiss on my cheek. It wasn't rushed or casual. It was soft, affectionate, and intentional, so much so that it startled me. I opened my eyes. No one was there. The room was empty. The door was closed. I got up right away, went down the hall to our bedroom. My husband was already in bed. He hadn't left the room at all. When I told him what happened, he laughed and joked it was probably a ghost. Then he said, "Well, you must have been dreaming." At that time, I accepted that explanation. But after his experience, after realizing we have both seen someone we believe to be a family member doing ordinary things, acting completely normal, it became hard to dismiss. Neither experience was frightening, neither felt threatening. Both felt real in a way that's difficult to explain. So maybe there's a rational explanation. Maybe our tired brains filled in gaps with familiarity, or maybe something else was passing through. I don't know. But I do know that my husband, the skeptic, never found an explanation that fully satisfied him. And that still sticks with me all these years later. That's from Jody. What do you think? You think that's another sleep issue? Because that one's weird. It happened to two different people with kind of different experiences.
I don't know. But how funny would it be if, like, it was actually the kid looking for the CDs? I'm not too sure about the second one, though. And it, like, messed the mom up so much. It's like, well, it must be a ghost story.
Obviously. But what's weird is that the husband saw the son. She thought it was the husband. Yeah. Husband's in bed asleep. The son, we don't know for sure. Dad never got up to look. But the son insists he never got up. He didn't go in their bedroom at all. But maybe he was sleepwalking.
Yeah.
But the weird thing about it is the coincidence of it all. So even if the son was sleepwalking, it's weird that the mom had that experience.
It is weird that the mom had that experience.
I don't know how to feel about that.
I mean, who knows? Maybe the husband, like, just kissed her on the cheek while he was asleep and he didn't even realize it. I don't know. I could see that being a thing that happens.
But she got up, he's in bed sound asleep, so I don't think it was him.
I don't know.
It's like it's weird that, you know, it's like one doppelganger, and it's not even a doppelganger story. Maybe the husband's experience is doppelganger, seeing who he thought was his son. At first I was like, that sounds like one of those horror stories where the kid comes in and does something horrible to the parents.
Right.
But instead, this kid's just looking for a DVD.
He just wants something to watch.
Right.
Looking for Aladdin on DVD.
And then the other one, it's like, was he going to, like, molest her or something? Just a gentle kiss, which is really sweet. Like, they're both such ordinary things.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was. It'd be interesting if more things happened over the years, but it doesn't sound like it because it's been years later. It was just those two things.
Who knows?
You know, I almost wonder if it could have been tied to, like, a family member passing or something. You know, like a visitation from a family member.
I mean, it could have been. I mean, like,
the kiss on the cheek, that feels like that could have been.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
But I don't want to go into the afterlife still looking for DVDs to watch. So that doesn't even really make that one make much sense. I don't know what that was.
Hey, maybe they're in the afterlife and they just want something to watch.
Right? It's like, God, I can't wait till streaming services come along because searching for a DVD is a lot of work.
Right?
It's physical. You have to get up and go look. You can't just press buttons. Oh, that is interesting. Well, let's go to this story.
My name is Chelsea. I'm from Maryland, currently living in Florida. But I've got a couple short stories I want to tell you guys. The one actually involves me. Well, they both involve me, but one actually happened to me, and the other one happened to... Well, in a house that we lived in, but it happened to my mom's second husband, who was living with us at the time. But that one, I guess I'll start with, it kind of, I think, has to do with my mom. I think she's a little sensitive, because she's always been into the paranormal, and things usually just happen around her. Growing up, she grew up in Cumberland, Maryland, and it's like one of the oldest towns in Maryland, but she worked at a really old church, and the offices were located beneath the church itself, and she worked with documents, and I think she did some of their financial stuff, but she would tell me, growing up, as she would leave for the night, she'd be the last one leave, and she'd go to lock up, and lights or machinery would turn back on. But anyway, so this story takes place, I think I was 9? 8 or 9, I think. She had just separated from, her second husband. So we moved to Y Mills in Maryland, which is also another old town. And the apartment that we rented was a part of, there were two apartments, two-story apartments in this building. It had been converted, the owner told us. I think they said it was a tavern at one point. There was a one-room schoolhouse that was located right next to it, and the oldest oak tree in Maryland was located right outside of this, right in between this apartment building and the old schoolhouse. It's gone now. It got knocked down in a storm, but it was like over 200 years old. So we move into this apartment, and I mean, it was updated, but it still had like a really old feel to it. It had 2 bedrooms upstairs with a connecting bathroom, attic in the middle at the top of the staircase, and then my room. I don't think it was technically supposed to be a bedroom, but we turned it into one. It had a bathroom, and the back door was located in my room and the basement door. So fun for Chelsea. So at the foot of my bed was the basement door. The basement, I did not like it. It was lined with bricks, and I think there was one window. And the staircase was one of those ones where it's just the wooden slabs, and you can see through the staircase when you're looking at it, you know, straight on, and it was just completely black under there. I was always, you know, as a kid, you're always afraid that something's going to reach through and grab your leg as you're walking up it. The feeling in the house was fine until my mom decided to give it another go with her second husband. So when he moved in is when the energy in the house just, it went bad, because he was just not a nice guy. I'd be sitting on the couch watching TV, and our dog, Scout, would lean up against my leg and stare into an empty corner and growl. just growl, and he was not happy. There was one time my stepdad, at the time, woke up in the middle of the night and walked out to the front porch to have a smoke. And he looked down to light the cigarette and was looking at the ground for a minute, looked up, there was a woman walking away from him. She maybe was at the foot of the driveway almost by the time he saw her. And he said she was dressed in old clothes, late 1700s maybe. She was carrying 2 pails of water and walking away from him. And he said when she got to the road, she turned around, looked at him, and disappeared. I didn't hear this story until after we moved out, thankfully. I was freaked out enough as it was. I never liked to look at the old schoolhouse next door, ever. I just, every time I looked at it, I got a bad feeling. So I don't know if anything happened there, but that's that story. The one that happened to me personally was last year. I was falling asleep. I was almost asleep, and I hear Chelsea yelled right into my ear, and it jolts me awake. And I look around. My boyfriend is not in the room. He was out in the living room watching TV, and you know, it was just before we got our Australian Shepherd, and I say this because she, any little noise, she flips out. And even if we don't hear the noise, she flips out. And I think this dog sees things that we don't. But anyway, I get out of bed, and I go out to the living room, and I'm like, did you call me? And my boyfriend says, no. I'm like, somebody just yelled my name. He's like, I didn't hear anything. I mean, it might have been a dream, but I don't remember a dream going along with the yelling. So I don't really know what it was. It hasn't happened since we got our dog. So that's why I mentioned her. I think she's got something to do with, I don't know. It hasn't happened since.
Oh, and it just stops right there.
Oh.
I hate the fact that she had a bedroom where her bed faced the basement door.
Yeah, that creeps me out.
Oh my God, I don't think I'd ever sleep.
Me neither.
Because especially an old house, like that's not like a nice little basement that you've converted in with a den and all the cool things downstairs. That's like, sounds like basement. Like,
yeah, it's
maybe
basement.
Even like dugout basement.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I hate that for her. That would be terrifying. And don't you think, too, like she said it was going pretty good until the boyfriend, I think it was, moved back in.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a pretty not great person. Don't you think somebody's energy could... So say you move into a house that maybe there's some activity, but they like you. They're cool with you there. And you have good feeling. They feel good about you being there. You're cohabitating just fine. Somebody else moves in and you feel it as a person just being around somebody negative because it just changes how you live.
Yeah.
And couldn't that kind of ramp up some activity?
Oh, definitely.
Don't you think?
Oh, yeah, completely. I mean, I've experienced that where it's like when people, I won't say who.
let's just say I probably know.
Yeah, you probably know. where it's like, I mean, creepy things have always happened, like, around people like that with me. It's like, I remember there was, like, one time I was with somebody, I'll call her, what's a good fake name?
Jill. Let's go with Jill.
Let's go with Jill. I was with Jill. And we were just hanging out, actually, in my room. And, like, one of my books just comes flying off my bookshelf, like, to the other end of the room.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Is that the house that you live in now?
No, actually, this was my old house.
The last one or, like, way back to...
My last house.
Interesting.
Yeah, the one you had that one.
Yeah, I had that weird experience. Okay. That makes a little bit more sense that it would be in that house. Because when it's just you and your dad, the energy's all good. I guess I came in and was like, watch this. Another Hold My Paranormal Beer story.
Hold My Paranormal Beer story.
We're going to get Carol good. We've talked about it. That was the night that I kept hearing somebody singing outside my room. And I thought it was you.
Yeah.
And you swear to this day it wasn't you.
Because it wasn't me.
And the next day, because I told your dad. It was so real. I told your dad the next morning, because your dad's sleeping on the other side of the house. And I said, so Harper was like messing with me freaking all night long. She's like standing outside my room singing. And your dad's like, she was what? I go, yeah, three times. And I didn't get up and because I was like, I'm not going to encourage this. And so I just let you sing. And then I'm like, that was weird. Then it would stop. Then it'd start again. Then it would start again. So that's interesting that same house, you had that experience there.
What was like being sung, if you don't mind me asking?
It was more like, it wasn't this, but it was more of a, oh, even though that's kind of Little Mermaid or whatever that was. But it was kind of just that. It wasn't words. It was just you sing like, oh. And
that's weird.
Yeah, it was creepy. And so that's why I thought it was you trying to be intentionally creepy.
Nope, not me.
Because
I go to bed at old lady times, okay? Like nowadays, like it gets dark like super early, so I'm in bed by like 7 some nights.
Well, and it was funny because you said even when I was there and your dad confronted you because you were like, I'm however old you were at the time, 10 or something. Like, I don't get up. maybe I get up and go to the bathroom, but why would I get up to sing in your room?
Right.
I'm like, good point. I don't know, but yeah. And so I hope that it didn't think I was bringing negative energy into your house. Like that other person would have been.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I just think a person can change. You know, they change. We all feel it anyway, paranormal or not. Someone who's really negative and mean, man, you just feel it. They change. Yeah. They walk in the room and everything changes. They get home at the end of the day. Great. He's home. Everything feels oppressive and dark. And I thought that was weird. Like, he went out for smoke and saw that woman carrying water buckets, water pails. We don't do that anymore.
Yeah, no, we don't do that anymore.
No, you don't see that these days.
I mean, hey, unless there was like some midnight reenaction of something going on.
Right.
You never know.
You don't. It's like, oh no, that was just the yearly Sally Mae Fielding who died on this day. And last she was seen was carrying buckets of water. And we reenact that every year on this day.
I don't know, man. People have weird hobbies. Hey, if there's anything wrong with doing reenactions, okay? There's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, if people reenact the Civil War or Revolutionary War, which I do find a little strange, but to each their own, they could reenact that, you know?
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if that's a thing that happens.
The carrying of the pails.
The carrying of the pails.
I don't know, but I thought that was an interesting story.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It was a lot, but I hate the fact that she had to sleep in a room facing the basement. And out of that whole story, that was the freakiest part to me, probably. Well, if you have a real ghost story, please share it with us. We like to hear them. Super easy. You can call it in and leave a voicemail at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, become a premium subscriber if you'd like. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts and get no commercials, advance episodes, access to the archive, or you can sign up at patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you very much for listening.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for The New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's The Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie?
hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.